Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at your face from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If those ear holes of yours are listening to us out on the East Coast, if it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as, I think I said that already.
Doggy.
The dog's behind me demanding her Kong toy.
Absolutely.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Big water. Thanks for joining us, however the fuck you're listening to us, everybody, and thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you want to help out the show, every time you go buy shit at Amazon, go use our link or use the little banner on our webpage, and we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out. What is this? Oh, God, I got to get rid of Taps. It's a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it's by definition a bummer, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
I heard Taps in a totally pleasurable context. When Watch-His-Face died.
Yeah, or, you know. Like,
Rush Limbaugh, when he died and you played Taps, that kind of made me go. How does Taps go?
Did I play Taps or Rush Limbaugh? Did I play Taps ironically?
Nah, you play something fun. Rush Limbaugh's dead.
Fuck you.
Break out the El DeBarge.
Please clap.
Right.
El DeBarge, wow.
To the beat of the rhythm of the night. Whoa, Rush Limbaugh's dead.
And I wonder who's holding Donna now.
Who's holding... Oh, I don't know. Donna... What Donna was El DeBarge referring to for 200 points?
Oh, who the hell knows? Did I say everything? No, social media. Join us on the Twitter during the show. You can tweet us. We sometimes check that shit. And we also have a Facebook page, Instagram page, all that bull crap-a-roni.
That's right.
Let's see what the fuck is going on in the old world.
In our fucked up country.
Hope you had a good, safe, COVID-free, Republican-free, conservative-free Labor Day, everybody.
Yay! Going out for super spreading.
If you had to hang with the relatives and you have that invariable libertarian-y brother-in-law or something like that or whatever.
Don't let him breathe on you.
Right, my freedom. I'm not going to wear it, you know, I don't care.
Yeah, stay away from me,
I'm not getting your, you know, it kills. I saw comments today even. People were saying, you know, that it's just, you know, it's a ticking time bomb, these COVID vaccines. And in 5 years, we're all going to be dead.
Listen, I read some shit in a Politico article about why we cannot turn the corner on this. And it even begs the question, are we ever going to turn the corner to where it's safe to go out and have these big events like football games and shit like that? I mean, I think what happens is we put this date on the calendar and it's like, okay. This is when the pandemic's over. We're done with it.
Well, this is when we're over the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, when is it over, though? What the fuck? I thought this shit was supposed to mutate the fuck out of existence. That's what I thought. And then we were supposed to have the hot back summer, and that didn't happen. What the fuck? I'm just as pissed off as the next person. What the fuck is going on?
So is Shelby.
What does science have to say about that? What the fuck, science? No, but really... It was supposed to be hot back summer, boom, roaring 20s, boom, no more pandemic, boom. But it didn't happen.
Well, the Roaring Twenties is going to happen after the pandemic eventually, and it might be in the 2120s.
So we're not, this is, wait. Oh my God. No, but this time last year, everybody was saying it was going to be normal.
We kind of foolishly assumed that people would be fucking adults about it and not toddlers and not scream bloody murder if someone says, you know, hey, could you come in here wear the mask into our business?
That's the fault of the fucking Republicans.
Yes.
You dumb fucking 100%. Stubborn little bitches. God, fuck.
100%. Speaking of the headline at the HuffPo.
Right.
Hey, dog. What the fuck you doing?
What is she doing?
Since I switched to standing, she's gotten
losing her shit.
20 times more obnoxious.
Well, you gave her a bath today, man. She's out of her fucking mind.
Really. She comes out of the bath like a rocket.
But she doesn't realize she loves it. She likes the bath.
She hates the process. She loves the post-bath.
Okay.
Running around and,
see, dog,
and rolling
think about
on the carpet.
It like that. You like the outcome. So
she did zoomies.
Right.
Lone Star Suppression is the headline at the HuffPo. Governor signs crackdown, groups sue.
What's wrong with this Abbott guy? Why is he such a cunt? Does anyone know?
Republican, I mentioned.
Oh, okay, that's right. I'm sorry.
Lawsuits are pouring in to challenge a new law in Texas that voting rights advocates have slammed as anti-voter, undemocratic, and dangerous voter suppression. Senate Bill 1. That means it's the first one they took up. That was their priority. 1.
I don't understand. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and the Republicans of Texas say, let's go after women and their vaginas.
I think SB 1, I could be wrong, but isn't SB 1 in the U.S. Senate that the Democrats chose? Wasn't that the John Lewis Voting Rights Act or one of those?
Right. I think so.
One of those voting, right? I thought that was.
I don't really know, but if you think
different priorities. Interesting.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it? It's like they're insane, fucking racist, women-hating wacko fuckers. They are. They're also Nazis.
So fetid penis cheese Republican Governor Greg Abbott.
Hello!
On Tuesday, signed this bill, which bans 24-hour and drive-through voting.
What the fuck?
Creates harsher voter ID requirements for mail-in voting.
Yes.
Quiet. She always does that, like, frustrated. Did you hear that? That final, like, bark growl. Like,
She wants the last word.
But good girl. Okay, can you hold it for 30 seconds? Nope. And stops election officials from sending voters unsolicited applications for mail-in ballots.
Yay.
So, you know, in some states, they just said, let's send everybody on the voter rolls an application for a mail-in ballot because there's a virus that's going around that's killing a whole bunch of people.
Why is access to voting political? Why is this not apolitical? Why, if you don't want people, you don't want people to vote. That's what they want.
Well, we want people to vote.
Yeah, I know. But the Republicans don't want people to vote.
Because the more people to vote, the less people vote for them because they're overwhelmed.
You know, dumb fucks, if there's any dumb fucks, I mean dumb fucks, listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify,
how dare you?
The
none of our listeners are dumb fucks.
No. If someone accidentally found this and you're a fucking dumb fuck, why?
Hate listening.
Why, dumb fuck? Why would you vote for someone that doesn't want you to vote? Doesn't that make you feel weird or strange?
Because they mostly don't want the blacks to vote, Ryan.
No, but I'm talking...
And the browns to vote.
But, like, what about... Isn't there...
Just like they do.
But don't they... But, yes. Okay. Yeah, that's true. It's the racism. Are you saying it's the racism?
I'm suggesting for many, yeah.
If you are of the party that doesn't want people to vote, that should... If you aren't a total fucking cunt, that should make you feel something in your... You should feel a pang. Shouldn't you feel like, oh, that's strange. I'm a Republican, but they actually don't want me to vote. That makes me feel weird. Hey, am I getting anywhere? Does this make any sense? My God.
I told you, I had a relative who said to me, I'm not racist, but... Come on, Pat. You've lived near those people.
Oh, God. Listen to me.
How is that not racist? I was like, wait, What?
There have people.
I'm not racist, but come on, Pat. You live near those people. You know what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Do I sound like? I don't mean to sound like an old fucking asshole, but damn, man. I mean, we have to get back to a few fucking basic high fucking ideas. Something like fuck Nazis. You punch Nazis. Nazis fucking suck. We all understand that, right? Are we all on board with that? Are we? Look at me. Are we on board with punching
the
Nazis?
The listeners, yes. Now,
just people.
If we open the window, if we open the window and you yell outside and some of the cars going by, I would suggest. Oh, on the walk this morning with the intern, they're over in the section where they swear there's no more creosote poisoning and everything's going to be fine. Don't worry
wink,
about
wink.
It. Trump's EPA declared, hey, this is fine.
Oh, did they?
Trump's. EPA declared, don't worry about it. It's fine. We have like a super site, like a mile away from here.
What does that mean? Like it needs to be super duper cleaned up?
Yeah, like, basically. Oh shit.
You know what though?
Like they measured the creosote levels and it was like at the oh shit level.
Well, I got to tell you something. You, if you ask me, well, how much is that? I mean, do you get a good discount? Oh, fuck it. Jeez. Throw some fucking sod.
We're not going to drink any water or breathe any of the air or walk in the lawn or anything. Fine. But they're doing a lot of surveying out in that area right now, which leads me to believe that the kind of dirt roads that are still surrounding it are going to get paved.
Let me tell you something. I don't think there is creosote there. I think it's a conspiracy that somebody made it creosote so these rich fuckers can swoop in and get that land.
They're like 40 years later.
Yes.
They decided to sit on it.
I just can't. It's just the weird thing about it is it's weird to me that Florida would give a shit about
creosote. I don't think Florida did. It's a federal.
Oh, it's a federal
thing.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That makes sense. Dude.
Somebody came in and like slapped them on their white man moves.
Well, I got to say, whoever did that for us in the government, whatever adult came down and helped, I really appreciate it. Gosh, do it more often. More of this, please. Is there any other creosote
we're in
we should
area
know about?
Called the Tanyards, the neighborhood, because they back in the day, they used to do a lot of tanning in this area, not laying out and getting sun,
no,
but of the treating leather kind. And it's really
it?
Horrific, nasty chemicals involved in that. And then there's wood treatment plants over there in that direction, too. It's just it was a lovely part of 18th and 19th century America.
Oh, yeah. And this is a segregated area, right?
This was after, I think, all the horrible, most of the horrible shit closed. Then they moved the black people here.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a little creosote. It's a little, what's some chemical tanning poisoning between friends?
You know, creosote is something you treat lumber with to prevent it from burning, right?
Okay.
So, you know, if you don't want your wood to burn, you got to put creosote on it, I think. I guess.
You don't spread it on your ribs.
Yeah.
To add some smoky flavor.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt that people use it for tanning. I mean, people do crazy stuff. Rednecks do crazy shit when they tan here. They'll lay out and rub. I'm not kidding you. I had.
Oh, you mean tan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, who's killing animals and hanging
it's
pelts?
It's me, Hobie. I'm not.
Good God! Play a video game.
Right. No. Then when they lay out the tan, they rub Crisco oil on themselves.
Oh, I've seen that.
That is so fucked up.
Yeah. Baby oil.
It's like you're cooking yourself. What if you fall asleep?
Well, that's
and a
please
bird
give
comes
me
over
skin
like,
cancer. Please
nibble,
give me
nibble,
skin
nibble.
Cancer.
You think that's bad for your skin?
Please give me skin cancer. Please give me skin cancer.
You liberal.
So a whole bunch of civil rights groups, the NAACP filed a federal lawsuit challenging the law. The Latino civil rights group, LULAC, LULAC, Voto Latino, and others also sued.
Thank you, adults. Thank you all to all the adults that are helping.
You're so white when I said that. Voto Latino.
Voto Latino. Thank you, Voto Latino. Thank you. I just want to say a big thank you to all the people and the adults that are doing their part to help the South when there are no adults in charge. So any help you have, we appreciate. Isn't that right? Thank you.
The ACLU already filed last week.
Yay. Thank you. Keep them coming, motherfuckers. Keep them coming. They want to control the vaginas and take away the voting. The ACLU must be working in three shifts right now, right?
Former Representative Beto O'Rourke, Beto en Español, O'Rourke, called the new law anti-voter.
Yes.
In a statement Tuesday, said it will limit Texans' voting rights to elect more responsible leaders, noting that the law is part of a rash of legislation Abbott has signed in recent days, including the forced birth law. So tie everything, Democrats. Smart, smart, smart. Everything. Remind, no matter what they do, remind them, hey, they're voter suppressing. Yeah, guess what they also did?
Right.
Let's not forget.
That's what Steve Bannon said. Make it about Hillary. Make exactly. it about one thing. Make it about these fucks.
And I think there are a lot of independent women
yes.
who inexplicably voted Republican
right.
that may not be down with this whole attack on women's rights.
Oh, yeah. I mean, God, it's a war on women. It's crazy. I mean, it's 2020 fucking one, isn't it?
Susie Collins.
Yeah. What's going on?
I was making sure she has water. I couldn't tell.
Oh, right.
I saw her.
Oh, she has water.
Going for her bowl. So that's Beto, who's probably
Beto.
Running for something.
Go get him, Beto. Whatever it is you're running for, please win. Matthew McConaughey, just give Beto money. You don't have to run. You're not serious.
NAACP President Derek Johnson said in a statement, "Black votes were suppressed today. We are disgusted. This voter suppression bill is undemocratic, un-American."
How are these Republicans even like, what's the deal with them now? Are they even pretending to be fair and shit? Are they just like, they don't give a shit? Or are they
kidding?
Ashamed
of
what they're doing?
They're reading this same story, not on the HuffPo.
But they're suppressing in plain view. There's nothing.
No, they're not.
About
they're making
this.
The election safer. What's wrong with you?
They're not.
What about all the rampant fraud that they're addressing?
Yeah, that's. But they're. Well, I mean, I don't know.
That doesn't exist.
Okay.
Not their own fraud. I mean, right. voter fraud. Not Ken Paxton's fraud.
Are we
still under federal indictments?
Oh yeah, the guy from Texas.
The attorney general.
That guy. The top law enforcement. Enforcer in Texas, the top law enforcement guy in Texas is in Trubs, like Bigley, correct?
And he's the one that sent that big, giant blowjob wrapped in a bow to
wow.
Trump by the way of that ridiculous
yes.
lawsuit straight to SCOTUS to try to claim that Texas was butthurt and injured because Pennsylvania fucked up their laws
right.
and allowed that evil Biden to cheat and win.
I mean, let's get real for a second. The South, if the South is listening, hey, the South, you should vote better. Vote better. Look at it. Let's get real. We're sinking into the Gulf. Do you really think the Republicans will save us from that? Or anyone? Why are you voting for these fucking Republicans? God. They don't give a shit about the climate.
Guns and God.
You're going to shoot the floodwaters? You're going to shoot these hurricanes?
Obama had it right. They're clinging to their Bibles and their guns.
Well, then quit being stupid. You know people shoot hurricanes? Have you ever heard of that?
And no one's threatening either.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, some of us, you know, Beto might have said, "Hell yeah, we're coming for your guns." But
we just don't have time. You know, there's an article in Salon about climate change, and it's all these experts just begging politicians in America to make, like, the issue, to really tackle this shit, because it's getting bad. Like, these storms are worse than they were. There's flooding. There's a bigly amount of flooding.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, do you agree climate change is a huge problem.
Yes, yes, yes.
That should be taken more seriously.
It should be the biggest that we have to worry about.
So
we shouldn't have to be fighting for basic civil rights.
Yeah.
Here in this country.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have time. It's so stupid.
there's a It says ban Viagra is a sign at a protest. Ban Viagra. Impotence is God's will. I don't want my tax dollars paying for your erection. Yeah. If pregnancy is God's will, then so is impotence.
Listen, I got to tell you, nobody should be paying for any of the erections from these creepy fucking Republicans, because we all know what they're up to. Creepy shit. They're all up to creepy shit. All of them, especially Florida Republicans. Very creepy.
That's the headline. Over to the HuffPo, civil rights groups.
Yay.
And all decent people everywhere outraged by the Republicans of Texas.
Yeah, it's crazy that in the South, we can't rely on our government. We have to rely on these like outside groups to help us.
Well, adults, that's why we had the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is not good. Over at the Drudge Report headline.
Yay.
Mu, which is the latest COVID variant, is now in 49 states.
Not in Florida. Is it in Florida? I mean, we're not the one that gets spared. There's no fucking way.
Since being discovered in Colombia in January, the Mu variant of COVID-19 has spread to nearly 4 dozen countries. Made its presence known in Hawaii and Alaska. So far, been found in 49 states, with the state of
Florida. Florida doesn't have it.
Nebraska the one in the middle. Figure that out. The only state not to yet have a Mu variant case detected.
What does it do to me?
Or Mu.
What does Mu do? How does it fucking kill you? How does it fuck you up?
Health officials believe Mu is even more transmissible than the Delta variant.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers! Winnie! Fuck yeah, fuck yeah!
And has the potential to resist the vaccine.
Perfect. Motherfucking perfect, guys. Good job. We've all gotten ourselves to this point. It's mutated and mutated and mutated and mutated till now the vaccine doesn't do fucking shit. Is that what I'm understanding?
It could be to that point, sure, yeah.
God, it's just so discouraging.
Blood specimen collection. That's a caption for a picture. In the U.S., the Mu variant has been detected in 49 states and D.C., according to Newsweek. California has reported the highest number with 384. A total of 167 of those cases were in L.A. County.
Yay! Great! Fuck yeah, great!
This is what makes getting vaccinated and layering protection so important.
But I thought the Mu variant doesn't give a fuck about the vaccine.
It might help a little.
Okay.
Even if it's 20% better outcome, it's still better. These are actions that break the chain of transmission and limit COVID-19 proliferation that allows the virus to mutate into something that could be more dangerous.
Full stop for a second. Just one question. Why don't you go make the vaccine better?
Well, they are.
To account for this.
But it's apparently the method, which is... I don't know about the J&J, but the methods for those mRNA vaccines
Moderna.
Yeah, are to trick the cell into making those little cells on the edge of the virus.
Perfect.
That stick to the cell.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, crank these out for a little while. Well, yeah. Right. And the cell's like, hey, okay. Yeah. And then it creates antibodies that spilled some of my tea. Then it creates the antibodies to those.
Okay, so do that. We do that, and then we get back to normal. So do that!
But it may not work with this virus.
Well, figure out.
Is what they're saying.
God, you fucking scientists.
Those little prongs or whatever the fuck are different they're not targetable.
Figure out the fucking prongs. Get a new vaccine. Goddamn. Are there 3 shifts of geeks and smart guys and scientists working on this? Pay them. Get out your wallet and pay these scientists to go to work and figure out the Mu variant. Or we can all just fucking die. God. In a pile of fucking COVID mucus sweat. But this isn't even COVID. This is the Mu variant. It's
it's COVID.
In any way, kills you faster?
You can get it a lot easier, maybe.
Oh my God, I I've got three of these fucking vaccines. Give me more. Give me more now. God, it's not fair. Fuck this shit.
So they're keeping an eye on the Mu variant.
Fuck the Mu variant. Fuck you, Mu variant.
Clinton. Is that a? I don't think it's a liquid U. I think it's a
Mu.
Dominus. Yeah. Dominus. Ooh. So it's Mu.
SMD. Mu.
It's not Dominus. News.
I hope when these scientists are at work on this vaccine to go get the Mu variant, they sit there like, God, I'm so pissed off at coronavirus. They're just mad when they're working.
It's not Latin, but it's Greek. What? It's a Greek alphabet, Latin, by the way. But I'm just saying,
when they're mad,
if they stick to the pronunciations of the Latin.
Mu. So what is it in Greek? Mu.
It's probably ooh.
Mu. Go find. You should go to work every day with your beakers and your fucking lab coats and your fucking computers all pissed off. Like, what is this thing? Why is this outsmarting me? I went to all the fancy schools, but it's outsmarting me. Don't let it do that. Go get that motherfucker. What do they say in that horrible David Mamet movie before they go kill that bear?
Which one?
The one with Sir Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin.
Let's go get that motherfucker
Motherfucker. Go watch that movie and then go make that fucking virus right fucking now. God damn it, guys.
Oh, well, here we go. The Brits pronounce it like mew.
Mew.
While Americans say moo.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what are we? We're gonna get the Mu variant. Everybody's gonna get sick. We're gonna fill up the fucking hospitals, and Florida's just gonna go out. We're all gonna fucking fuck.
But how does a Greek pronounce it?
I don't know. Death. The death variant. It's the death variant. We got another variant. Whatever happened to the Lambda variant? I thought that was supposed to suck. It's just not even a factor now because the Mu variant's so fucking shitty.
Well, and you know, there's more TBD. We got,
what do you mean?
Lots of Greek alphabet still to come.
Yeah, nature's like, I have plenty of this.
Especially here in Florida, where
I have plenty of
the governor wants to spread more of the virus.
Our governor, who is that? I forgot.
DeSantis?
Oh my God, that guy is a fuckhead.
49 states, mew.
Yeah.
Moo.
Congratulations to Nebraska. I don't know what makes you. What did you do to avoid? What did they do to avoid this shit? There's like five people there.
I don't know.
Florida has it.
Those are your headlines.
How much moo do we have?
I don't have that information in front of me. But
let me explain. If there was a map, a color coded map of moo, dark red being the worst, Florida's slathered in dark red.
Why is it gotta be about color?
Because it's always dark red though. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Find a map. I don't care what the stat is.
In many ways.
In many ways.
Especially voting.
Yes, yes. Find a stat where on a map it's color-coded where Florida is not dark red. I don't give a fuck what the map is about.
The fast-spreading Delta variant, meanwhile, has flooded hospitals across the South.
Ugh.
It has killed more people in Florida and Louisiana than the darkest days of the pandemic winter. Florida and Louisiana.
Okay.
And left so many COVID-19 patients gasping for breath that some places are facing shortages of medical oxygen.
Yeah.
This harsh reality, Bloomberg. This harsh reality likely fueled by a failure to adequately vaccinate.
God damn it!
Has undercut the best efforts of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other Republican leaders to simply move past COVID.
You know what pisses me
off? Get over it.
Not to hyper-focus on my shit, but fuck me, man. These fucking comics that won't get fucking vaccinated. Go fuck yourself, motherfuckers. You're vaccine hesitant, you little bitches. You're the reason we can't get out and do comedy, you any fucking fucks. Fuck. God. Sucks.
For weeks, the virus preyed on America's illusion of a defanged COVID. Most people turned to a semblance of their former lives, never suspecting the country would revert to such levels of mortality. Nationwide, mask use fell to one-third of its previous peak.
Yay! We're dying!
I still carry mine everywhere.
Yep.
And use it if I go inside.
I got a K95, motherfuckers.
Traffic at restaurants and stores approached pre-pandemic norms. Big sporting events and music festivals returned.
Music festivals! Listen, man, I want to go see... See, this is how I thought. I'm vaccinated. I got a booster. I got three. So I should be able to go in a bar.
No.
A tiny bar with not a lot of people and watch music. I don't want to go to a music festival. I want to sit outside and watch.
But because of the other assholes, they're sitting in that. There might be one or two of them. They're still coughing the COVID out.
You can still have get it. Modernas.
And it's not a magic shield. Fuck. You know that. But you can still catch it and pass it.
And okay, yeah. God, fuck.
It helps
everyone.
Your outcome
yeah.
greatly if you should you catch it. But you can still catch it and shed and pass it along. And inadvertently.
Damn. You motherfuckers. All of you.
Public health experts say the U.S. needs to reconsider some of these changes as reported deaths from COVID have now exceeded 1,000 a day again.
Bam!
And the nation looks warily ahead to another winter virus season. By the way, this is not virus season.
It's not?
No.
Aren't we changing? Do we have virus? Is this virus season, or is this just the way it is?
Go get your flu shots too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Those that should get it because
give me all the shots, give me all the needles. Who gives a fuck?
I think that's older people, but you should get it because I saw a doctor that said we're gonna have enough trouble in the hospitals. We don't need you in there with the flu.
I've never gone to this hospital because of the fucking flu, though.
Well, older people.
You might pass it to older people.
Or people with...
Just get the shots, get all the shots, get in anything. Somebody that's not a quack that wants to stick in your fucking arm, just take it. Because this is war. Nature has decided this. That's what this pandemic is, war upon human beings. Because we suck so bad, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
Does nature hate us?
Yeah.
It seems like it.
For
Fuck.
Weeks into early August, the Delta surge in the UK lulled some Americans into a sense of complacency. Across the Atlantic, cases soared but killed relatively few people. And in theory, the mutated virus would act similarly in the United States, but Delta exposed a key difference. The U.S. has fallen far short of the U.K. in vaccinating the oldest members of the community.
Pourquoi?
Who remain most at risk of hospitalization and death.
Pourquoi, you cunts? It's free. It's free.
About 18% of 65 and over Americans still are not fully vaccinated versus only 5% in the UK.
I am thrice vaccinated, you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers. Go get your fucking shots. God.
And which is the party of angry old people?
Feels like me right now, but yeah.
You're not old.
Thank you. Fuck off, you fucking Republican fuckheads. Honestly. To anyone that has politicized this, go fuck yourself. It's crazy. Get your shots. Quit being Nazis. Here's some life tips.
It says when you have four times as high a proportion that are unvaccinated, that's going to cause a lot more death.
Yeah.
The U.S. has already posted twice as many deaths per capita since early June as the U.K.
Yay!
Even though the surge started later in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida.
Bam! What do we win, Pat?
The tolls are 4 to 6 times as high.
Oh, shit, baby!
Exacerbated by populations that tend to be older and have more pre-existing conditions like health and republicanism.
Yay, republicanism's the best. Yay!
I added that part.
Oh, did you? Oh, you liberal, you evil liberal.
Most states have prioritized the vaccines for oldest members of the community, but Republican leaders nationally and locally have muddied the waters in efforts to appeal to staunch anti-vax parts of their fucking,
oh my God,
moronic, knuckle-dragging, drool-cupping voter base.
Let me explain something. You can go to Publix right the fuck now. You don't have to tell anybody. You can go secretly if you're embarrassed.
Walgreens.
Or Publix. You can go to Publix.
I don't know if they have Publix. Where
okay, Publix, Walgreens, CVS, any of these fucking drugstores, I think.
Walmart.
A Walmart. You can go to Walmart. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to tell people. You can take your vaccination card and hide it in your wallet. Nobody ever has to know. You don't have to. You can just go get that. You can go get it right fucking now. God, or we could just die in a landfill of mucus and Republican moob sweat, you motherfuckers. Don't we want to go? I mean, listen, man. I was about to, don't we want to go see ball games and go do shit like that? But maybe we don't. Can. Maybe that's over. Maybe we don't do that anymore because we're so stupid. Maybe that's a thing we used to be able to do, but we can't do it anymore.
Florida's DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott have emphasized residents' freedom to choose whether they get vaccinated, signing bills to limit or block so-called vaccine passports. In Florida, the passport ban even pitted DeSantis against the state's own cruise industry.
The cruise industry.
A critical driver of jobs. And they won. They had a law that, or a judge told DeSantis to get fucked.
Listen, do not, can I?
He's appealing.
If course. I say this, will Carnival come after us?
Our tax money, well, we don't pay state taxes. But our whatever other taxes we pay that go to the state here in this state.
Yay.
Are going to Florida defending that.
Can we, you know how.
In the courts.
Right, right. You know how Oprah got in trouble in Texas for going after the beef industry or
something? The pink slime, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will we get in trouble for going after the cruise industry here? If I am saying that I don't think people should go on cruises anymore.
Ever?
No.
Why?
But because of the things we're saying.
I mean, I'm down, but
out of our mouths right now. Even I.
Well, this thing will be over with eventually. I mean, maybe.
What do you mean this thing?
For those of us that survived COVID.
I don't know. I read a thing. I don't know.
There might something else might come.
There's
back.
A fucking salon. Has a
Ebola might fucking... be like hold my beer.
I gotta put down salon. I guess I don't know.
Salon is.
I know, but listen, man, they got, I put a
cray side.
Yeah, but I think I got a story going up tomorrow from this. Somebody wrote a column about like why we can't turn the corner because we're stupid.
Well, right.
And I thought there would be something else in the article that would be like,
no,
okay, maybe there's something else we could do to avoid the stupidity, but still get back. It's just not that. We're just dumb as
fuck.
That
was like to treat my pretty significant road rage. When I used to drive to work and stuff like that,
yeah. What do you mean?
I one time researched and watched a big documentary one time on traffic.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, it's going to be the science and the roadways right. and all this stuff. It's not going to be stupid people or assholes.
Right.
100% stupid people and assholes.
So how did you treat the
It road was
rage?
Worse. It didn't help.
That's genius. That if you have that, that's really smart though. You find that you're having stress from this road rage about traffic, and you think that I like that you would think that
a scientific
to
explanation
the stress,
would have, yeah.
I just need to understand it, but then you did that and it made it worse
because now I do understand it, and it's assholes.
It's people.
It's dumb people. It's people driving too slow and people driving like assholes, cutting people off. Causing accidents.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to go get the Prozac.
It's assholes.
If it's people.
That's why, yeah. That's why they, that's why, you know, I thank the universe. I found a gig where I could work from home mostly.
Well, driving in Los Angeles is.
Well, that was it. I was on the 405 driving.
Fucking insane. And that will radicalize you probably in some weird fucking way against. Like, I, even in this. Podunk, not. I'm sorry. I just have a really bad attitude about Florida, right? His fucking fuckhead Republican Floridaville. I don't even like doing lefts. I'm radicalized against left-hand turns because of L.A. Because you make a left turn in L.A. in between the hours of, oh, I don't know, 6 a.m. and 7:45 p.m. at night. Yeah, bring a lunch.
Yeah, well, yeah. Although,
I'm sorry.
They were starting to put some left turn signals in. That's one of the things I never understood about that city. Like
they hate you.
We lived near in Koreatown, 3rd and Vermont was just this horrific,
you know,
nightmare of an intersection, and it would have been all alleviated with some fucking left turn arrows. It's all they had to do.
That part of Los Angeles is so fucking dense. I'm like, the only thing you could do to make driving more stressful in K-Town would be if you just added snipers to the top of the building, just shooting down at you.
Yeah.
My God.
One of the higher accident areas. I got
God
hit.
Forbid you want to.
Remember when I got T-boned?
Park? Yes.
It was like a slow motion T-boning. Yeah. In a block from my apartment in Koreatown.
Yeah.
I was driving back and it was a four-way stop and everybody was going the correct way.
Yes.
And the lady across from me and me, it was our turn to go, and we were both going straight. Nobody had turnsignals right. on, and we entered the intersection, and I glanced to my right, and I saw the woman on my left, also crossing, look over to the right and go, oh.
Oh, shit.
And I looked over, and I made eye contact with the woman as she, like, at 4 miles an hour, just, like, went... boom, into the side of my car. Why I was like, what are you doing?
Why didn't you stop?
Right.
My God.
And she didn't like even accelerate that much. Yeah. It was just kind of like, she kind of dribbled out into the, it was very strange.
You know, this whole, I put a story up from The Village.
My car was a piece of shit. I was like, there was a tiny dent in the fender. I said, let's all go home.
Yeah, let's all go home. We survived this.
Yeah, I don't care. Dead. She was a mess. She was this little Asian lady and she was like, way upset and everything. And I was like, nope, let's leave. Forget
See,
it.
Don't like, worry about it. My experiences of driving in LA and also Chicago, when I was reading this thing in The Veg about these self-driving cars, Germany's developing, that has this AI and they're supposedly like a pioneer in this shit. And they're talking about how it's safer than drives. Like, you don't have to sell me on that. You do not have to sell me that any AI that you guys create is going to be safer than these drunk fuckheads that get behind the wheel in this fucking country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please bring the robots on.
Drunk, stoned.
Yes. All of it. Please bring on the robots. Bring on C-3PO.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend and zombie Jonathan. You're looking good, Jonathan. Just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right, you're great, zombie. Good time here at the Waterfront Village, open for the next 11 days.
Completely off the rails. That person can talk through a hurricane, I'm sure. Handcuffed to a light pole.
The thing is.
But the I like turtles just threw her.
If you ask someone to say something and you don't know what they're going to say. Yeah. They are going to say, I like turtles every time.
Also in the L news.
Is that kid does?
I mean, there's more COVID stuff. If
oh, okay, right. sure.
Israel's having a bad time.
Why?
Large surge in Israel.
Where can we go that doesn't have
And
COVID?
They're mostly vaccinated.
You know.
I think.
You know, I think this is the time to find a shitty, you got to find a shitty place in the South with a lot of land for sale and then put up a gigantic fence, dig a moat, fill it with gasoline, burn it, arm up, get in that little compound and just wait it out. I'm serious. I'm not serious, but really.
Well, they're already vaccinating kids over in Israel.
Okay. Why aren't we doing that? Can we do that yet?
But since April, Israel has fallen from first to 33rd in Bloomberg's vaccine tracker of populations.
Yay.
Interesting. The program plateaued, amid hesitancy from some in Orthodox Jew and Arab communities. Fucking religion.
You know, we say it all the time. Keep your fucking cross out of our fucking assholes. But again, here's an instance where you just can't.
Oh, right? I lied. I thought they were fully vaccinated. Only about 61%, it says, of Israelis have had both doses, lower than European laggards earlier in the year, such as France and Spain.
How many people in Florida have had three, aside from myself and my mother? No one.
Oh, the boosters? I don't know.
I think it's just me and my mom, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to go get mine.
Yeah.
Let's see. Elsewhere in L News.
Yay.
It's COVID
sucks. You know, the crazy thing is about Gil getting your booster. The crazy thing about all of this is if you have your card, you can just take that card to any place. They have this fucking vaccine and say, give me a fucking booster. And they'll say, fill this out. Sit down. I'll be there in about 2 minutes. And you sit there, they shoot you, you wait 15 minutes, you leave.
Well, we who are going for a booster are not the problem.
We are the VIP.
In this equation.
You walk in there and you ask, I swear, this. You go into Publix, you ask for the booster, and they look at you like, well, have you had two? Moderna, you hand them the card, and they look at you like, oh my God, you're fully vaccinated?
You're a dinosaur, yeah.
Holy shit, I'm shitting my pants.
Unicorn.
You're treated like a VIP. Sit down right here. Fill out this form. We'll be right with you.
We do have, I think we mentioned this before, but again, there's another story yesterday.
Yes.
Now the betting sites are, which is important, are predicting that Governor Gavin Newsom of California will be easily defeating the recall effort.
Thank God.
They say there's over an 85% chance that that the recall will not be successful.
I'm not going to do my usual screaming bullshit about this, but fuck, man. Yeah, that's good news, because God damn it, California, just fucking screw your head on correctly and see what you have. You have a Democrat in charge of your fucking state. My God, you motherfuckers. Why would you fuck with that?
I think Democrats are a little motivated after this Trumpian defibrillation that we had. I think the Democrats are getting out in places. You know, they'd usually be sitting it out. But
yes.
Guess what they did in California? Mail-in voting for this recall. Big
yes.
time.
Yeah. And we should listen. If you vote out of fear, that's what I do. I think about what Republican could get elected. Let's vote so that doesn't happen, because this is terrifying. What are we going to do when What's-Her-Face is running as an independent against Matt Gaetz?
Do you know who are we talking
about? Democrat? Rebecca
Jones?
Yeah. She's going to run against Matt Gaetz as an independent.
Yes.
So what's up with that shit?
Well, Phil's probably going to run again. Phil Ayer, I would assume.
So she's going to split the Democratic vote?
Probably.
Oh, God. God damn, mother. Can we be strategic? Fuck.
Let's see. We've got.
That seems like bad strategery, doesn't it?
On whose part?
The Democrats and people that don't want Matt Gaetz to get reelected.
Yeah.
Discouraging.
I wonder. I mean, I can't imagine there would be politics involved in the Department of Justice looking into Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
But it would behoove them to slow ball it and wait till closer the Democrats.
Yeah.
The longer it takes.
Oh, I see.
To give the announcement that Matty Gaetz is indicted on child sex trafficking. The closer to the next November that is, the better.
Wait, okay, but I would assume, wait a second, he could get indicted for sex trafficking and still continue to serve and run for office?
Oh, he will undoubtedly run.
No.
I have no doubt. Look at how many.
That is
wait,
insane,
how many,
though.
Didn't two guys, not this last election, but the one before?
Yeah.
There were two Republicans that were both under indictment. One of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and one of them, like, won and had to be removed.
But that seems insane, man.
When he went to jail.
I mean, the evidence against Matt Gaetz is kind of prolific, isn't it? And there are a lot.
We think.
The guy's indicted for sex trafficking, and he's still going to run for Congress? Fucking
sure.
Wow. That's a crazy.
He's the most Trumpian. He's going to say, damn the torpedoes, man.
Yeah,
he's
going to
say, it's all, look at the lefty lies that they're making about me.
Well, what else is he going to say, to be honest? I mean, you know, it is child sex trafficking. Although it is the Republicans, I mean, you could almost make a case to say, hey, Matt, just admit it, and maybe that'll endear you.
Yeah, move that one up on your resume.
Just say you did it.
So good news, there you go, in California.
Absolutely.
Sort of. The lack of bad news, I guess.
I think that's great news, because that could have caused a lot of bad shit, right?
Yeah. Yep. And I think that's all we've got. For the COVID right now.
Right.
Elsewhere in L News, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay. I know I'm not going to say what story it is, but I know there's a story.
I'm holding off because I know it's going to be an hour. I want to save it.
I
want to save it for the closer to the end of the show, because it's not
going to be put. Please,
it's going
it
to take
put
an
off
hour
until tomorrow.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I have it at the top of the spreadsheet.
Okay.
Good. Speaking of religion,
yay.
the religion to which crab diving are official members.
Hell yeah,
of
baby.
Which that we are official members.
Hail Satan, bitches.
Satanic Temple.
Yay.
Is now challenging the recently enacted forced birth restrictions.
Yes.
Whenever I see the word abortion, I'm now, or pro-life, I'm putting in forced birth, because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's more clear, right?
Yes. Citing religious freedoms. On the website, the Satanic Temple says they are ready to assist any of their members who want to fight the law. In other words, they'll foot the bill.
Right. That's awesome.
It said they have lobbied the state for an exemption to the law under Texas's own religious freedom law, the Texas Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And you know that wasn't passed with Muslims in mind Satanic Temple or Jews.
Why do you do Gilbert's voice when you say that?
Because it's Texas?
It fits.
The group said if the state declines to provide the exemption, they will seek judicial relief.
That's right, motherfuckers.
The new controversial abortion law bans virtually all abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which usually occurs around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. It allows private citizens to sue those who perform or aid in an abortion in violation of the law. So they're saying, we're making this law illegal, but we're not going to enforce it. See, this is where they were sneaky.
Yeah.
So because the government isn't enforcing the law, like the woman getting the abortion, nothing's going to happen to her.
Right.
The doctor, not so much, I think, because this now allows private citizens to sue those, who perform or aid in the abortion in any way.
So what will they do? Just camp out?
There's already websites.
These clinics and take down tag numbers.
There
and
are
shit.
Websites for you to rat on someone.
Oh my God. That is fucking. I don't give a shit. That's fascism.
Sure.
You are ratting on your fellow citizens. Shame on you.
To
That's
make money.
Fucking nuts. To what?
To make money. 10 grand a pop is what you're getting.
I, you know what? I don't even remember that in A Handmaid's Tale. They didn't even have that in A Handmaid's Tale. God.
One of the Satanic Temple's seven fundamental tenets is the belief that one's body is, quote, subject to one's own will alone.
Right.
The religion also believes beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. Quote, one should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs.
Wow.
This is one of the Ten Commandments, the seven tenets of the Satanic Temple.
And if you think about it, it's kind of
by the way, for those that don't know, just quick, they don't believe in the real state.
Right, right.
It's a literary construct of
this. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
And this is a troll, right? To fight bullshit.
Okay. Kind of. Maybe that's a byproduct.
But it's a real religion.
Sure.
I mean, just like
absolutely.
I don't know, Church of Scientists is or whatever the fuck. It actually does some good.
Here's the tenets of the religion.
Okay.
Number one, one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason.
How satanic. Very satanic.
Where does it say love your God? Number two, the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
That is very controversial.
Number three, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone.
Wow. What a crazy thought. What a nutty idea.
Number four, the freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's own.
God damn. Hail Satan, motherfuckers.
Beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs.
Duh. Yes.
My personal fave.
Yes.
Number six, people are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused.
Wow. That's, wow.
I would add that it would help if you could learn from that mistake.
Well, listen.
Not do it again and again and again and again.
This is Florida.
Number seven, Every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
Right, right. This seems...
Compassion, what's that bullshit?
No, it seems like some obvious shit. Some obvious good shit.
So, and they also did Texas, you can't order the abortion pill by mail anymore.
How the fuck would you order it then?
You could
go get it.
Yeah. But before, you used to be able to get it by mail. And now the Satanic Temple already have their lawyer sent a letter to the FDA asking for an exemption to the law because they want to have open access to the abortion medication without being subject.
Right.
Saying that their members should have access to the medications under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which also allows Native Americans to have access to drugs for their religious rituals.
Oh, so yes.
You get peyote and shit.
Yeah, give me that fucking peyote. Where do you get that? You get medical peyote or what is peyote? Is that a root?
I'm sure there's a law that, you know, is where, because you know the white man's going to legislate the fuck out of
it. Yeah, we're worried about this peyote.
I think it's a plant.
Okay.
A succulent?
Right.
Maybe?
It's a cactus.
It is a cactus, by the way. I just looked it up.
Right.
Scientific name, Lophophora williamsi.
Oui.
Somebody named Williams.
Right.
Must have found it. Is a small spineless cactus with psychoactive alkaloids, particularly mescaline.
Yay. Wow. How do you know? What does it look like?
Let's see the picture.
It's a little green blob with little white flower in the center of it. It looks like a bread roll.
I tell you.
It's green.
I think it's this state, but I've been doing some yard work lately. And I tell you, every time I look at something green, I instantly think, ouch.
Well, yeah.
Everything has stickers.
A lot of this place does, yeah.
Yeah.
So far, 76% of California recall ballots have not been returned, it says.
Oh, my God. Get the ballots back in. Keep Gavin Newsom. My God, you could get somebody like Ron DeSantis or Taint Reeves. That guy in Mississippi's a fuckstorm.
And the stupid way they're doing it is, I mean, there literally could be one Republican with 5% of the vote who would then win. That's because insane. He's got the most. They don't care. It's just a simple, not even a majority, not 51%. It's just a plurality, whoever has the most.
That's crazy.
It's very crazy, especially given that there's like 40 people running.
I don't know.
But the guy in charge is a crazy lunatic Republican.
The guy in charge of the recall.
No, the Republican, the one that's
in the lead.
Yeah, who's in the lead of the herd of people running if the recall is successful is a crazy insane Republican.
Yeah.
A black guy too, inexplicably.
Right.
Which I really don't.
Yeah, that's comprehend crazy. At all, I mean, yeah. What a terrifying party.
Top of the hour here, live, everybody.
Hey, what's the traffic look like out there, Pat?
I didn't see any pretty out the racist, window right now, yeah.
Pretty racist, pretty drunk.
A little on the racist side. I didn't finish. The surveyors, when I was walking earlier, I mentioned that. We got off on a creosote tangent. But the one surveyor was wearing a baseball cap with a reverse black and white American flag on it with a blue line.
What does that mean?
Like
Blue Lives Matter?
Yeah. Okay. And the black and white thing, too, is something else or whatever. But
right.
Like, okay.
Well, blue lives do matter in this country.
And he looked like he was...
they already matter.
Quite Trumpy.
Blue lives matter so much that we let cops shoot people.
He was like, morning. Yeah. He was like, morning.
Morning. If I shoot somebody, I might get fired.
You're white. I'll say morning to you.
Morning. Yeah. God.
I'd say morning to the black ones too, but I'd say morning N-word.
But I'm a fascist.
Also, so that's a Satanic Temple story. That's kind of good news, I thought.
That is good news.
I mean,
guys, go to the Satanic Temple, join, send in some donate cash, man.
Because that's all the only place their money goes, for the most part, is to the
fighting shit.
For legal fees, fighting this bullshit.
Yeah.
We do have. Oh, this was. I had a carryover from Faithless Friday.
Carryover from the show where we talk about how Jesus doesn't do anything right anymore.
We have not heard from this group in a long time. And as large as it is.
Yes.
You would think we would hear from them more often.
Absolutely. Well, who is this? Is this...
Well, it's undoubtedly a very significantly large amount of people.
Ooh.
Because their name is 1 Million Moms.
It's 10 people in the basement with a fuck ton of AOL addresses. Fuck you.
Here at Friendly Atheist, where I'm reading, they point out that their current Twitter followers are 4,100.
Oh, yes. Good job, Karens. Good job. Are these Karens?
These were some of the quintessential early... Yeah, prototype Karens.
Oh, that's right.
Definitely, because these idiots have been screaming about shit for a long time. They were the ones that hated the Teletubbies, right? Because they thought Tinky Winky was gay?
Yeah.
Or something?
I got to tell you something. If you think about... I always like the Teletubbies. I think they're great. Now, if you think about the Teletubbies as beings, I mean, what are they? Exactly. They're Teletubbies. What does that mean?
They have magical powers. Creatures, yeah.
Then they have weird shit that broadcasts from their bellies.
I guess.
And they could send like...
happiness and music and joy. And
all I'm saying is, think about that being...
spontaneous orgasms.
Right. Well, yeah. And I got to say, who gives a shit who a Teletubby is fucking, is my point. They can do all this amazing shit. And you're like, I think that one's gay. Who fucking gives a shit?
Yeah, and I believe they were sexless. I don't believe they were ever gendered, were or maybe they were. I don't know.
I think the Teletubbies were genius. I think kids loved them, and I think it's insane that somebody's like, that Tinky Winky's queer. So what?
So now the Christian group, 1 Million Moms, known for their letter writing or email campaigns of getting together supposedly over 1 million people to email when it's been discovered that it's like 10 people with 500 accounts each or something, you know.
Oh,
I mean, it's just, there's a lot of bullshit
going
on. And well, now they are losing their minds over this ad I'm about to play for you.
Yes.
1 Million Moms finds this highly inappropriate for an ad, especially one selling food. When writing and producing this commercial, it's a Sonic commercial.
The
burger place.
Okay.
Someone with Sonic thought this was a great way to represent the company and approve this type of marketing. Sonic could have simply chosen to leave this out of their commercial. Sonic's ad is tacky and offensive.
Bleh.
It is irresponsible because of its impact on impressionable children viewing the commercial.
God.
We all know children repeat what they hear.
Is that burger commercial they're complaining about?
And I'll leave the last sentence off because it blows the surprise. Here's the spot.
Right.
Sonic Drive-In.
I'm gonna tell you a secret since we're in the car alone.
Two women sitting in the car alone. They're eating their Sonic that they have just bought. They're enjoying their Sonic.
I'm gonna tell you a secret since we're in the car alone. I have been to Sonic in my pajamas. Have you?
Same.
Oh, thank God. I knew, of course. That's why we're
probably
friends.
Probably without a bra on.
Oh, definitely without a bra on.
Yeah.
Sonic Crave Cheeseburger. I never wear a bra when I drop the kids off at school.
So is the controversy that we're braless?
Final sentence. Does Sonic want the children to think it's okay to go around in public wearing no underwear?
Is a bra underwear? Just the semantics. Underwear is underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bra. A lot of people don't wear bras anymore, man. I gotta tell you, like, a lot of people don't. I mean,
listen to these morons.
Grow the fuck up. What the fuck is?
Does Sonic think it's okay?
Sonic doesn't give a fuck. I don't know. Maybe Sonic hates bras. I don't know.
It's a funny little spot. Yeah, two women are funny. Like, you know.
And I bet if you ask, I don't know, I don't have tits. Do you have tits?
I don't, not okay. yet. I mean, so you know.
Ask, I don't know what else to say. This. Ask somebody, well, I say boobs. Ask somebody with boobs, do you like wearing a bra? 9 out of 10. They might say, it might be a...
If they're very large and uncomfortable, those are probably going to say yes, but... Or but
maybe they don't like wearing a bra.
Right.
Does that blow anybody's fucking mind? I mean, it's 2021. I don't like to wear a bra when I pick up the kids and go to Sonic. Yeah.
Gasp.
It's funny. It's a funny fucking spot.
Those children might see your nipple.
It's a funny spot.
Through your t-shirt.
Guys, you know, how many fucking commercials do you watch that are just humorless and it's nothing? This makes me want to go to Sonic for some reason.
Well, they're watching Fox and shit like that, so all the commercials they watch are probably humorless.
Oh my God, we just had a funny Sonic commercial where somebody talks about not wearing a bra. Jesus fucking Christ.
But that's their...
Jeez. The Million Moms. SMD. Not an inappropriate thing. I don't know. Fuck off. God. Get out of the comedy business. Quit saying what's funny and inappropriate if you have no sense of humor. Don't you think? They have no sense of humor. They have no business saying what's funny and what's not funny. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
Do you find that commercial funny?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't wet myself or anything, but yeah it's funny.
Does it bother you?
I would approve it if I was a Sonic exec. I'd be like, yeah, it's all right.
I didn't see what's going on in the commercial. Obviously, from the reaction from Million Moms, these women must be rubbing their nipples over the fucking drive-through speaker. Yeah,
I had to look and see if it was like, are there more spots on this reel or something? Like, what? They can't be upset about this one.
God, I remember when I was a kid getting dropped off at school. I mean, that whole business is a nightmare, and, you know, and if somebody didn't want to wear their bra when they're dropping off their kid at fucking school, I don't know. Who cares, man? Don't wear a bra. Don't wear underwear. I mean, you know, why do we give a shit?
He gives a flying fuck.
That's so funny.
Nobody cares.
That's what Million Moms is concerned. Like, there's so many things going on in the planet. If you're an organization, are they, what is their mission statement, Million Moms? To help people in some way?
I mean, well, I guess they think they are by
going after this commercial.
Imposing Christian Sharia upon
our
country.
Are they worried kids are going to think about nipples or something and start shooting up stores?
Does Sonic want children to think it is okay to go around in public wearing no underwear?
It's not Sonic. It's no one's business.
Right.
Does Sonic think it's okay? Well, has Sonic said? Have they said if that's okay or not?
I don't think
Sonic responded.
I wouldn't even give him the time of day.
What say morons. You, Sonic? What say you? God.
This is on an airplane. This is call him a middle-aged white gentleman who is upset about the mask mandate, and he's now like rubbing the mask on his face and growling.
Is he on a plane?
Oh, yeah. This is the plane person flying? On the seat across from him.
Ugh. I want to see.
So you can hear this. This gets worse. This is the crew yelling at him.
Sit! You sit down in that seat, you stay.
Joe Biden!
Joe
really?
Biden, really? Joe Biden, really? This is where this obviously intoxicated out of drunk. His mind.
Yeah. You know, man, I deal with drunk people all the time, often. God, can we get rid of alcohol on planes, please, please, please?
They have on a lot.
Please, yes.
But you can still tank up in the in the airport before.
I can't handle drunk people on a plane. Anywhere else, this is the fact that we're above the ground. That guy, and I thought the new thing was when people start acting like that, a gigantic flight attendant comes out and duct tapes the motherfucker to the seat.
No, no, there's not always a gigantic flight attendant available. Jeez.
We need the guardian.
And the airlines
angels.
have asked them to stop duct taping people.
Oh
to
my
them.
God! We need the guardian angels on planes or something. Or
Joe Biden, really? That's where his mind goes.
That guy's
when he's being yelled at to sit down on the plane.
That guy sounds like every fucking drunk I've ever fucking dealt with at a fucking show. And this stop drinking that much. I mean.
Joe Biden, really?
Sorry.
And then they apologize.
Oops.
And then they apologize. The drunks get so mad. And the thing is, you're sitting there trying to get a drunk just to shut the fuck up and leave, you know?
Yeah.
And you're trying to be cordial with them, but in the back of your mind, you're like, they're not going to remember this anyway. It's crazy.
Oh, it's not him. I was like, wait, what? It says Dennis Bush, 35, from Salt Lake City. I was like, holy shit, he's the guy who took the video.
Oh, okay.
This guy's the white asshole is Timothy Armstrong.
God, fuck you, Timothy. You're a fuck. You make people nervous.
Flight 1802 from L.A. to Salt Lake City.
Oh, that's not that long, though, at least. I mean, oh, God.
He began yelling at an Asian woman to sit down when she was standing to deal with a back issue.
Yeah.
He proceeded to tell flight attendants that she and her companion don't belong here.
Oh, my God. God.
After asking him to calm down, he went, well, here. I mean, we do have more, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, let's hear it.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Oh, I lost it. Wait a second. I got to open it up again.
This guy, and just so everybody understands, if you saw this guy, this is an easy person to fucking hate.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not great.
Sit! Is anyone else getting up? Sit! God! Sit! You sit down in that seat, you stay.
Joe Biden! Really?
Sorry, folks, but that's what they think of America. They think that it is a disgrace.
Now, as he's saying this, the police have now boarded the plane.
Yeah.
And the police have just are just standing next to him now. He's sitting with his leg crossed. He looks quite sad. He's got his head down in his hand, and he's just like, oh, and this is what they're saying.
You gotta,
but the cops are have just now arrived.
Think of America as not a disgrace. I think of America as not a disgrace.
Now they're physically removing him. They were tapping him on the shoulder. He was ignoring him.
Now, generally,
Now the police have grabbed him by the arm and they're helping him out of his seat.
Now, I will say this. This is a good thing the police are doing. Get this fucking
Sometimes you need good
plane.
Police to take care of this shit.
God, I mean, I don't...
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hi?
You know.
Really? He's baffled. Wait, did you notice I'm white?
Yeah. You know, this guy reminds me. I pre-pandemic, I was doing a comedy show in Florida, and it was the end of the night, and like there were three people in the room, and I put up this husband and wife duo. They wanted to do some fucking act, and I didn't know this. They had been arguing the whole weekend, and now they're divorced anyway, but doesn't matter. They were doing this song, and the song, it was the end of the night. It wouldn't go on, and they wouldn't end. And I just ended the music, and I was like, give it up for these guys, you know? And then they got so mad that I ended the song early. God, you would think, I don't know, these little drunk bitches. They're like, you ended the song early, and this guy's like, he's like, fuck you.
Toddlers.
Yeah, and it was the end of the night, and I was like, no, fuck you. And then his wife yelled at me, fuck you. And I was like, fuck both of you. Get the fuck out of here. And they fucking left.
Thanks for coming
God
to the damn, show, everybody.
I, that's how it ended. I'm like, I'm sorry. Thank you for coming. You know, I think people liked it. They left. I had this fucking security guard finally made him leave. And I'm sitting on the patio looking out at the parking lot at the end of the night like, oh, my God. I see them arguing. And she decks this guy. And they were both just shit-faced. At the end of the night, beating the shit out of each other in the parking lot. You know what I mean? It's just... My point is, just drink a little less, I guess. I mean, this guy... Ugh. Would that stress... That would stress me out on a plane. I don't want to deal with that guy on a plane. Somebody acting that crazy. Like, don't you think that guy needed to be restrained well, in the air?
He sat down. I mean...
I just lit on, I don't, on NPR this weekend, they were playing all these, this audio from 9/11 and,
oh, jeez.
I know, but it just like this scene, it's just the audio right before they decide to go get the terrorists and the plane crashes. You know, it's, I don't know. I don't know. Everybody quit doing shit in the air. I don't know. That I know this kind of off subject, but it just reminded me of it.
What is this? This was in...
flying is a fucking nightmarish thing right now.
This was in...
God.
This was in Reddit, and the next one is...
Yeah.
A guy harasses woman on the beach because they're not dressed modestly.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so then why do you dress this way?
I'm hot, and I like women, so please leave us alone.
Well...
Kindly.
Well, take young...
I'm at the beach in my bathing suit.
Yeah, that's a thong and that's a bra.
That is a fucking...
Oh, listen to the accent.
You motherfucker.
That's a thong and that's a bra. It's more bra stuff.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
That's a thong and that's a bra.
I mean, I don't know. It's 2021. What if... Do people want to be like the Taliban?
Take
young guys into consideration. They don't need to see pornography right in front of their eyes.
Take the young guys into consideration. There it is in a nutshell.
Yeah.
How dare you make me want to rape you?
Right. That is your problem,
exactly.
Motherfucker.
Exactly. That shows what a fractured, broken human being you are.
We live in a shitty society because of guys like this.
Exactly.
What is her name? Jane Elliott. Jane Elliott makes this point in one of those videos. She's like, men have always, has always used their power and their larger size to subjugate women. And this is all that is. I mean, is this dude giving some other guy shit? Because his big fat man boobs are out?
Oh, no. Or his ass crack?
Or his ass cracks. Hey, everybody's...
Hi, man. You know, you got to think of the children showing that butt cleavage there.
We want to live it. We want to live in the Handmaid's Tale, then, you fuckers. My God.
And he's, you know, a white load.
He's, oh, of course.
He looks younger, though. In his 20s, looks like a bro load.
Oh, a bro
tank top. He's at the beach. I can't... fault what he's wearing, you know, but
he got Oakley sunglasses,
baseball
on.
Cap backwards.
You got a strap, you got a sunglasses strap, you salt
I don't see
life
it.
Motherfucker.
But he felt the need to go and bother these people.
That is a fucking bathing suit.
Take young
sir.
Guys into consideration, they don't need to see pornography right in
We're
front
not
their
coming
eyes.
Up to you, bothering you, please go away.
You're flaunting your stuff.
I'm not flaunting anything, don't look at me.
Meanwhile, they're laying there. I can't even see them. I can see feet. They're laying on a blanket on the beach. They're not dancing. There's no pole anywhere.
Yeah. And these people are handling this guy perfectly.
And if they were flaunting their stuff, so the fuck?
Yes.
What?
Right. We're not burning people at the stake.
They're
because
not
we
nude.
Think they're witches.
You can't see their bajayjays.
Right.
We're fine.
And you're no matter what anybody's wearing, you're fine. Right?
Well, yeah, God. We do have, you know, no nudity laws.
Well, no, and you know what these same broloads will wear? They'll wear those Blue Lives Matter fucking flags. They'll wear, like, subtle white supremacist bullshit. But we got to put up with that. But God forbid somebody's at a thong at the fucking beach. Please. Insane.
You know, and listen to the accent. Okay. So.
Okay, so then why do you dress this way?
Dude, I'm hot and I like women, so please leave us alone.
Well,
he had to recover from that one for a second. Yeah. She's like, I'm hot and I like women.
Dude,
hold on a second. I'm going to file that away for later.
Oh, yeah. This motherfucker stepped out of the 1990s.
Please go away.
You're flaunting your stuff.
I'm not flaunting anything. Don't look at me.
You look around and you're the only thing that sticks out because your whole body.
Okay, well,
showing.
Why are you looking at me?
Bro, get the
close your
away.
Eyes. What did you say? Gouge your eyes out if I fucking bother you.
Did I ask you to talk to me?
Here's the thing. You didn't. You didn't. But here's the thing. There's free will in America. There's freedom of speech.
You don't.
Bro, get the fuck away.
And if men of God don't stand up, then our society's gonna go down the drain.
You know, it's the same. It's the same script that the Taliban say and Al Qaeda. If men of God don't step up and start enforcing the rules,
I like what she. Yeah, and I like what she says to that guy. Why don't you gouge your eyes out?
Right.
Why don't you gouge your eyes out, motherfucker? Because it's your problem.
Stand up. God. Then our society's gonna go down the drain because there's no morality.
I'm atheist. Sorry.
Yeah, same.
That's if you're an atheist, that doesn't mean you have to, you know, show your body off. You can still put clothes on.
I can't with you.
Hey, here's the thing.
This guy.
I can't.
I'm speaking truth. Your body will never ever satisfy.
Please.
The physical never ever satisfy. There's a longing in each of your hearts.
Oh my God. How do you make someone like this go away?
I mean, let's have a look at the search history on his fucking iPhone. Because these Christians that are like, that are, I don't know, you know, they're up. This guy is up. He's repressed.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking crazy.
Hold on.
He's at the glory hole.
Hold on. He gets back up in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
The wife joins in.
Oh, shit.
The Christian wife.
To actually be seen. The reason why you're showing your body, because you're like,
dude.
Am I pretty enough?
Sir,
we're definitely pretty enough.
Thank you. You're the one. Will you just fuck off?
Yes.
Will you just fuck off?
You know, someone needs to explain to this dickhead that these people are serving you your lunch. They're serving you your balls right now. You're losing.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
We're definitely pretty enough. Thank you.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yes, please leave us alone.
Just next time you come to a beach and there's young eyes, take that into consideration.
Because, what are you talking about?
Guys, you're shirtless. You're not saying shit to them.
Yeah, what are you fucking talking about?
You're going to go bother that man now?
Yeah, go
move along.
That's a lot different.
How is that different? Because he has a fucking dick? Is that why?
Go down the drain because there's no...
Jesus Christ, that's fucking
because
awesome.
He has a dick,
you
that's why?
I can listen to this guy get the business all fucking
day. There's more. Wait, the wife shows up.
Oh, okay.
That's simply just
bathing
a family suit, outing.
Bathing suits are pornography.
That's not even a bathing suit anymore.
What would you like me to wear?
What would you like me to
wear? What do you consider a bathing suit?
A one piece, literally.
A one piece.
or a two piece, or something like this that's actually modest, because you don't need to be showing your body.
Please just leave us alone.
Please leave us alone, please. Thank you.
That looks like California.
I'm just saying. I hope this actually...
Pull your head out of your ass. Jesus.
The next time you come out.
Yeah, actually made me... No, I actually really hate
it. God, I just saw one of the girls he's talking about, and it's a thong bikini, but it's not even a thong, like a full thong. It's not like a string thong.
Yeah. And you know,
and she's got a small top on.
And this guy, I mean, I know he's outnumbered here, but it is strange. He's trying to intimidate these people.
Exactly.
It's
think of the audacity.
Does this guy have daughters and kids? I hope
not.
Oh,
yeah, there's two little kids standing next to him.
Oh,
here's when the wife...
Your dad is an asshole.
Here's the wife jumping in.
Okay.
There's going to come a day when you're going to come face-to-face with God.
And
he says it's better for a
milk... Did you know God says do not judge?
He said it's better for a...
Oh, and if you find someone's body distracting, then gouge your fucking eyes out.
Yeah, what about that one?
Huh?
What about thou shalt not judge?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Why are you judging?
What do you mean?
I'm not judging you.
Yes, you are.
Yes. You're judging me.
I'm like, hold on. This isn't productive. I have children. And
here's the wife. I have children.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
She's wearing a two-piece, but it's a definite mom two-piece.
Right, but
there's about...
She...
Her there's two about piece, there's about an inch of skin showing between the top and the bottom.
Her piece is not pornographic. Her two piece suit.
What she's about to say is, I'm offended more by what this asshole is saying and how they're harassing kids.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Why are you judging?
What do you mean?
I'm not judging you.
Yes, you are. Judging me? I look like
a porn star. This isn't productive. I have children, and I know you guys care about kids.
I do. Can you tell him to leave us alone? He just came up to us unprovoked, please.
The fuck, he's going away.
Okay.
But I want you guys to think about the fact that what you guys are doing here does matter to kids. And I think you all have that. And I'm not judging. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. I have nothing to say.
What you're doing here affects kids, but I'm not judging you.
How so?
I'm not judging you at all.
I don't understand. Sometimes, don't you think sometimes these people just have to have something to be a fucking asshole?
Yeah,
about?
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
This is the country right now.
Right.
This is the disturbing problem with the country. Are these white assholes who think they can push their bullshit on everybody else.
And here's the truth. Probably the people they're speaking to are vaccinated and wear masks. And I guarantee you, this Karen and her dumb fucking husband, none of that. Probably
I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. I have nothing to say as far as this goes. But
you clearly do.
In front of my kids is where I draw the line. And I think you guys would agree. And it does matter what you guys wear. Not because of... Even when he said, but because you need to value yourself. If you're valuing yourself, that's the important thing.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you for your words. I think we can call this good now.
Yes, we absolutely
great
can. Please stop.
God damn. You motherfuckers. People are just trying to go to the
They're
beach.
They're just trying to have a good time.
Yeah, you're trying to go to the beach and lay out in the beach without some fuckhead.
Oops.
Without a fuckhead going like, oh, look at your bikini. What a perv. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Just to quit, leave people alone.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where this beach is. Is where I'm trying
just,
to figure
I saw
out
the mountains
what state
in the
they're in. Yeah, it did look more California-y than...
I wonder what, like, these people that are so offended by this thong shit and everything, I wonder what else they do during the week.
It's got 1.4 million on TikTok.
Damn. God, and the guy's probably identified on social media. Now you look like a fucking asshole.
I can't see where it's at, but regardless.
Yes.
Trying to spread your values.
Go fuck yourself.
Same thing with the whole abortion thing.
Crazy.
Forced birth.
Right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time.
Oh shit!
For the important story of the day.
Yay!
You may have heard of Alex Jones.
Okay.
So Alex Jones, is apparently he's really lost his mind here.
No shit.
Day this was, but Alex.
Was this last week?
Let's see. This is it's a far right radio broadcaster.
Does that really sum it up? Far right radio broadcaster.
conspiracy theorist Alex Jones gobbled ivermectin tablets and a prescription steroid during a bizarre on-air rant on InfoWars, his online network.
Yay!
Both drugs have been promoted heavily by right-wing media as miracle COVID-19 cures, despite little evidence of their viability.
Yay.
It says Jones has not reported an infection, making this strange diatribe even stranger.
Right. Well, then it's working, right? If he's dosing himself with ivermectin and shit.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. How does it work? Do we?
We don't think it does.
To understand how ivermectin works to appreciate the clip.
Does it work for ringworm? Sure.
For horses
and people.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. So if
Alex
isn't
taking a horse paste enema here. Yeah, he's swallowing pills for people.
You know, sometimes I walk around barefoot in the yard. Maybe I should take ivermectin because that's how you get ringworm. I shouldn't do that. You know what I mean?
Care people. Overhead shot, please. You know what this is?
This is ivermectin for humans. It won a Nobel Prize as an antiviral. And this is inhalable, or these are the tablet steroids. So let me show you. I was going to do this anyways earlier.
See? So he's opening the package and taking them out of the foil wrap.
See this? See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You're going to hit me with a bioweapon, you monster.
I'm going to kill those prions.
A prion?
Yeah.
What it's the a, fuck it's a, does that mean?
I'm going to kill those prions.
It's complicated. Prions are kind of protein-y kind of things.
They're not Doctor Who characters.
But they're
are they the things that make the spikes that make it so we all die from this shit?
No, but you can get like prion diseases and stuff like that are anyway.
Right, got it. It's some science shit. That's fine.
The here's more Alex. Gotta kill these prions, you murderer!
It's really good so far.
It's Fauci and Bill Gates are the murderers.
Is this gonna be the best clip?
I don't know. It's hard with Alex.
Wow, you don't know.
Yes. See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You're going to hit me with a bioweapon, you monster. You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you son of a bitch? You goddamn demon? You think I'm easy to kill?
excuse me. I want to play this part. That monologue is good, man.
Think I'm easy to kill?
Jesus fucking Christ. That's good shit. Are we suppress sure he's me? Not acting?
No. Jeez. Well, yeah, I think we kind of are, yeah.
See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You're going to hit me with a bioweapon, you monster. You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you son of a bitch? You goddamn demon? You think I'm easy to kill? Think I'm going to roll over to your crap? No. And Joe Rogan kicked your murdering ass, too. You'd love to bury him, too, you little monster maggot.
So in that pause, he drinks the ivermectin.
He drank it with a green bottle of something. It might be, I think it's a soda or something like that. He defiantly pounds it.
He took the tablet.
Your crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drink.
No. And Joe Rogan kicked your murdering ass too. You'd love to bury him too, you little monster maggot. He's in this National Geographic piece about, oh, I don't usually deal with my enemies right away. I get them later. Yeah, you creep up on with a poison injection, dressed up in a lab coat, you little Joseph Mengele, Nuremberg Code violating monster.
Wait.
Joseph Mengele, Nuremberg Code violating monster. That's Fauci.
Okay, he's talking about Fauci.
Yeah.
Damn, you gotta keep up. Yeah.
Enemies right away, I get them later. Yeah, you creep up on with a poison injection, dressed up in a lab coat, you little Joseph Mengele, Nuremberg Code violating monster. You damn monster.
Now he just took the steroid.
Wow.
See, our little cancer proteins like that. Nobel Prize winning for humans. Nobel Prize winning for humans. Nobel Prize winning for humans. Nobel Prize winning for humans.
Ivermectin, the development of it, won a Nobel Prize because it works so well against
parasites.
Right.
When did it win?
A while ago. So, but viruses aren't parasites.
You know, the thing is, too, that,
per se.
Not that it should matter. But he doesn't really sound, even if he was a scientist, he doesn't sound like a scientist right now.
Really?
Why is he discreet? He's Nobel Prize winning. Blah, blah, blah. He thinks because this, the guy that invented this shit or whatever won a Nobel Prize, this should be able to prevent COVID?
Yeah. But it won a Nobel Prize for something else.
Okay.
You know what else won a Nobel Prize? The polio vaccine.
Right.
The vaccine!
We took
for
that!
For the fucking polio!
Remember polio? God. This is amazing. I mean, this is truly amazing.
See our little cancer proteins like that. Nobel Prize winning for humans. 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 What, 2005? Nobel Prize winning for humans. Oh, Joe Rogan, he went and drank the horse paste. He's stupid. I bet he got it from Alex Jones. They're both so dumb. They're both going to be dead. Yeah, that's why Joe's worth like $300 million. Yeah, he's real stupid. That's why he lives in a $60 million house on the river. You leftists taking all the shots and dying are the dumbasses. He's the one that headlines with Dave Chappelle, not you. You're stupid.
Oh, shame on Dave Chappelle.
I got to tell you, if you're Dave Chappelle or anybody, you're like, please stop mentioning me. I mean, really. God, that he is.
See, Rogan's threatening to sue like news organizations now for the way they covered.
Oh.
Saying, Joe Rogan taking horse pills.
You know, that's rich. This is the generation of comedians who are like, stop censoring me. Stop censoring me. Now you want to sue somebody because of words they're saying about you.
It's because he's a fragile bro.
God, you know, this guy, everybody wants to be Joe Rogan. It's just gross.
And what, you know, again, it's the how much money he's got. He's worth $300 million. So obviously he's he's smart. Obviously he knows more about medicine than the rest of us because he's rich.
The guy hustled and made a lot of money in comedy and has a really successful podcast. Does that make him an expert on ivermectin, I guess?
Apparently.
We should just defer to this guy.
House on the river. You leftists taking all the shots and dying are the dumbasses. He's the one that headlines with Dave Chappelle, not you. You're stupid. And I sure wish you'd wake up. But you sit there calling me stupid, an independent media person that built the biggest independent media operation in the world that changed the whole paradigm with my badass listeners, and you sit around and laugh at us? Medical doctors gave that to me. It is incredible. It helped my family. It helped me. It helped everybody. And it's approved for humans for all sorts of viral stuff. But
how do you know it's not approved for viral stuff? How do you know that it helped your family? Did your whole family have COVID? Or are you using it as a preventive, which is even worse? You're not supposed to do that because your liver may not be able to handle it.
I think he's on drugs.
Other than the ivermectin, you're suggesting.
I think so. This is a very dense clip, and we are flying through this. He says some crazy...
This is 2 minutes long, total.
That's it? This is only 2 minutes
long? Yeah.
But the stuff he said at the beginning of the last clip, I mean, good God.
Sit there calling me stupid, an independent media person that built the biggest independent media operation in the world that changed the whole paradigm with my badass listeners? And you sit around and laugh at us? Medical doctors gave that to me. It is incredible. It helped my family. It helped me. It helped everybody. And it's approved for humans for all sorts of viral stuff. But that murderer Fauci doesn't want you to know.
It's approved for humans for all kinds of parasitic stuff. Not viral stuff.
Where is this show? Where... Does
it's his basement somewhere.
It just plays it from... Yeah,
he's somebody, got a studio in Texas.
Like the neighbors are like, oh, shit, I can hear him. Oh, my God.
Medical doctors gave that to me. It is incredible. It helped my family. It helped me. It helped everybody. And it's approved for humans for all sorts of viral stuff. But that murderer Fauci doesn't want you to know because he wants the planet for himself and he wants you dead. Well, guess what, Fauci? We ain't rolling over and dying so easily, you little murderer.
Holy fuck.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages.
It fades out to commercial.
Does he really? Why? Did the producers lose their mind? They're like,
it's
oh shit.
Commercial time.
You are, is he calling? What, is he calling for violence? God, Alex. Damn, I mean, what is it with him? I mean, he does plenty of shows that don't end up where we play clips from his... No, we don't play clips from every one of his shows.
Yeah.
So they're not all like this. It's just every once in a while. What is he talking... Right. I don't know.
he's worked up, man.
I'm just wondering if this is a typical day for him. He must do a lot of cardio.
Well, I think it's up and down, you know.
You know, yeah, he doesn't need to do... He has cardio. Jesus.
What Alex,
a nutball. Huh? He has kids. Right, we know this.
Yes.
Does he go to PTA meetings and shit?
I don't know.
Is he allowed?
I think maybe. Hopefully the wife handles that.
Jesus Christ, man. Boy, oh boy. You know, I don't know what to say about other than, is there a transcript? Because I would like to read it just out loud to myself because it's some good shit. That's a good monologue.
Oh, just so you know, it's okay, everybody. University of Wisconsin.
Yay.
My alma mater.
That's where you went to school.
Football game.
Yeah.
Or their jump around, I mean.
Right.
House of Fame. Everlast.
stadium.
Looks a little COVID-y. Is that people, the point? Yeah. Oh my God. They're playing jump around.
So Barstool Sports tweeted that and said, jump around for the first time in 2 years, absolute electricity.
Yay.
And Representative Jim Jordan, you may have heard of him.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Retweeted and said, real America.
Oh, yeah.
Is done with COVID-19. God bless.
Thank you, Jim Bag. Wow.
4 hours ago.
Okay. 4 hours ago.
Real America is done with COVID, Ryan.
Oh, shit. I drove around. This is Labor Day weekend. You mentioned that earlier.
It was Labor Day weekend.
I drove around downtown on, I think, Saturday night. And, boy, it's the apocalypse. I mean, it was just packed.
Was it?
The whole downtown area is packed.
Sunday morning was really sparse. I walked the dog.
Yeah. Well, they got to go home and incubate the virus.
Yeah.
Before they go out and spread it some more. Oh, my God.
What a shit stain, Jim Jordan. Real America. So Real America is trending on the Twitter because of Jim Jordan.
How does he run for office? Hi, I'm the guy known for allowing a team doctor to jack off in front of the student athletes that I was coaching. Vote for me.
Well, for the Republicans.
I'm like, oh.
That's great.
This guy's a go-getter.
As long as you kept those black kids in line.
Hell yes. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Real America.
Yeah. That's crazy. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's like the Republicans are a literal horror scene. They don't want you to vote. They want you to die of COVID. They want to own your vaginas. It's a real shit show.
We do have Steve Bannon's trending because of this bullshit with Brazil that he's you know, he's big buddies with Bolsonaro.
Oh boy, that sounds like fun.
And he has an organization, one of these Nazi populist organizations, yes. Bannon, that in Brazil
that supports Bolsonaro. That's great. Why do we let somebody? Why is it cool? Like Bannon's an American, right?
Sure.
Do we not have any laws against say, hey? We don't let American citizens have fascist organizations doing stuff in other countries to promote fascism, or that's cool with us.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's nice.
Meanwhile, we're trying to figure out the reason Brazil is in the news is because the inventor of the morning after pill smoothie himself, Jason Miller, Trump... Oh. Major advisor, communications guy, right now.
Right.
The
most unlikable Trumpkin, correct?
Come on.
I mean, I think that's a good nominee. I know we got Stephen Miller.
Totally unlikable. I've seen him in interviews, though. He's okay.
Right.
I mean, not, you know, he's a shit stain, but I mean, he can hold a conversation.
Right.
Without you feeling like your eyes are burning from the sulfur.
Dude,
from the pits of hell. Like, dream. Stephen Miller is just dead-eyed.
Yeah.
Creepy. And
he really is horrible.
Yeah.
These people are all horrible.
So, for some reason, yes. Jason Miller and some group of vermin, I'm sure.
Yes.
Were detained in the airport.
Okay.
Of Brazil. When they were trying to leave.
Okay. Weird.
By the Supreme Court of Brazil. They were investigating them doing, quote, undemocratic activities while in Brazil.
Is that against the law there? Because I thought it was Bolsonaro. I mean,
it's like here, they pretend.
Right.
But I think they were finally let go.
Yes.
But they were... They were interrogated.
Yeah.
This is the Daily Beast version. Former Trump advisor and child support deadbeat Jason Miller was detained Tuesday morning at Brasilia International Airport as he prepared to board a private plane back to the U.S. after appearing at Brazil's version of CPAC.
Oh, my fucking God. These, why?
What is this fascist?
Yes.
Doing, I mean, he's still Trump's right-hand man. He literally still works for Trump down at, Bedminster or Mar-a-Lago, wherever the fuck he is.
This makes me think that, just entertain this for a second. There's a Legion of Doom out there trying to turn the whole planet into a Nazi fuckstorm. Am I wrong? I mean, Jason Miller, Steve Bannon, why are they traveling around doing bad shit?
Well, right.
Don't they have hobbies? Or they really want to be Nazis?
According to Brazilian media, officials intercepted Miller by order of the Supreme Federal Court.
Hello!
A justice, Alexandre de Moraes, before he could leave the country, questioned him for allegedly participating in anti-democratic acts.
Order!
Oh, boy. Matthew Tiermond, a 38-year-old Polish-American who sits on the board of far-right activist group Project Veritas.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's the
God.
Fake video group.
Oh, yes. Project Veritas.
Was one of his travel buddies.
The fake video of...
Remember abortion chop shops God. And stuff like that? Even Texas prosecuted him for fake videos.
But still, what's her face? Oh, who ran for office but still ran on that saying that film thing, Fiorino or whatever her name was?
Carly Fiorina?
You remember she said,
she was, yeah.
Yeah.
Baby fetal chop shop.
God.
So this guy said that Miller was being interrogated by the anti-Bolsonaristas.
Oh, yes.
On Brazil's Supreme Court. Remember, they've got a hard-on for Bolsonaro because he's like the Trump of Brazil.
Right.
But Brazil's sick to fucking death of Bolsonaro already.
Because of the COVID.
And it ain't looking good for his election.
Right.
Re-election. Apparently these guys were in there stirring up some trouble.
That fucking sucks.
Miller claimed he and his companions were detained and questioned for 3 hours, but they, quote, had nothing to say.
Oh, okay.
Miller also, by the way, is the founder of Getter,
yes.
The social media platform that we now know is riddled with porn and jihadi beheading videos and stuff.
That's
like that.
That's what's on Getter.
Yeah.
Getter.
Nearly 14% of Getter's users, however, are in Brazil.
Oh.
So it sounds like the fascistas are not having as easy time here, and they're starting to look down to Bolsonaro.
So are they just
think
trying...
maybe they can just slither down to Brazil.
Is this just a big scam for Jason Miller to make money for Getter?
Oh, in doubt. Well, God. I don't know about that, but...
this guy that slipped his girlfriend the abortion pill without her knowing. I mean, you know... He has a platform called Get Her.
Adult actress or his adult dancer mistress.
Yeah.
He's married at the time, right. Cheating on his wife.
Okay, whatever. I mean, family
with
values.
A stripper who got her pregnant and she said, well, I'm going to get rid of it.
Yes.
Or no, she just didn't want to get rid of it, I think.
Right.
Or she had just told him, basically. Wasn't that the story?
Yeah.
She didn't even decide.
And he
went and got a morning after pill and crushed it up in a smoothie and gave it to her. She miscarried and bled out almost to the point of death. How is he not in jail? That's the part of the story that still fascinates
me. Fuckery. That's why he's not. Fuckery.
Yeah.
He reached out to somebody and they did something for him or who fucking knows.
Yeah.
Some fuckery. Trump fuckery. Something corrupt.
I'm just closing nuts, the Alex Jones story.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's that is a prolific rant by, I guess we'll have clips or drops from that, I would imagine. I mean, god damn.
Do you know where Volusia County, Florida is?
Volusia? Fuck no. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Orlando-y.
Okay.
This is just another one of those stories. Fred Lowry.
Yes.
Councilman on Florida's Volusia County.
Woo.
A Republican.
Yes.
Halfway through his second term on the council.
Phone parties.
Has been spreading COVID-19 disinformation and conspiracy theories even said the pandemics is a hoax.
Yes.
In a sermon.
Oh, my God.
At his Lakes Baptist Church. He said, we were lied to.
This is
about
crazy.
The virus.
Well, he's in the government, but he's also one of these fucking preachers.
Sure.
Nice. Very nice.
He criticizes Dr. Fauci, who he calls Dr. Falsy.
Nice. Good.
Saying Dr. Fauci is a liar and a pervert. Oh.
A pervert.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Other conspiracies that he has promoted include hydroxychloroquine.
God.
Saying that the only reason the media covered it badly was because Trump liked it.
Don't these people at some point have to drop all this shit and just beg people to get vaccinated so we don't end up in, you know...
And he is way into the Wuhan lab leak theory.
God damn. I mean, it's so stereotypical. Do we have... Does Florida have to be this fucking... This is Florida, correct?
Yes.
God, of course it is. Is there... It just has to be Florida, doesn't it? Fuck.
Volusia County Councilman Fred Lowry has been hospitalized for 2 weeks with severe COVID-19.
Oh, shit, Pat.
He is pretty darned sick, another councilwoman said. He has been treated with monoclonal antibodies.
Must be nice.
They said he's been sick for about 2 weeks. He got the antibody treatment on Friday.
Yeah.
But went to the emergency room late last night. That's not good.
Why? Because obviously the antibodies aren't working. Well, this guy should have got the vaccine, correct? Don't you think? That might have been a good idea. I love when they ask for the vaccine after they get it. They didn't get it.
On May 30th. How long ago was that? 2 months ago?
Yes.
3 months ago?
Right.
We did not have a pandemic, folks. We were lied to, he said. From the pulpit.
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking shit. Well, what are you going to say to your flock now, dickhead? I mean, if he survives this, what's he going to say when he goes back to church? What's he going to say if people from his fucking flock, or whatever they call it, from his church die?
I don't know.
Will he give a shit?
My wife was able to sneak in some of that horse paste and squeeze it in my butthole secretly. Oh, yeah. That's what saved me. You can't tell me it was anything else.
No, wait a second. If anybody's listening to the podcast, please do not squeeze that shit directly into your butthole.
Of course.
But what? I mean, yeah. But I don't understand. Alex Jones was taking a pill version of it, right?
A human version, yes.
What about the people that are squirting it in their fucking mouth?
They're dumb because their doctors won't give them that. Alex found some charlatan of a doctor that would write him a script.
So that's why he doesn't have to take the load.
But these people are saying, my doctor won't give me ivermectin as I'm demanding it, so I'm just going to go to Fleet Farm and pick up some of this horse shit.
I would like to hear a doctor interview that had to turn down people for ivermectin and hear what they have to say, because it's got to be nuts.
And then here are these people going to their doctors and then going against their doctor's advice. The doctor's like, don't do that.
And the doctor's like, get vaccinated.
They're going to listen to Rogan and Alex Jones.
Or if this is the way it should be. If you go into your doctor's office and ask for ivermectin, the doctor should have behind his back, have a needle, and just right in the arm. Just... give you a shot right in the arm.
People should be going around with blow darts. Should get some Yanomamo who are good at that and just hire them.
We wanted to get vaccinated back. I wanted to get
vaccinated.
Day one when it was available. The vaccine is a great fucking thing, you dumb fucks.
So how many stories, story after story after story
of these
religious or these political leaders?
Yeah, that's true.
Who are not only
Trump.
Ill-serving their community, evilly serving their community by trying to jump on the anti-vax, anti-max train.
It's cheap.
But, you know, many of them are getting smote by their own sword.
Yes. You're getting smoted.
Smitten, smitten.
You're making other people get smited. Shame on you.
Bunch of assholes.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
It's just about fucking time to get out of here, actually.
Yay. God, that Alex Jones shit was good. That was good shit.
This one's only 30 seconds long.
Okay.
If I can start it here.
Do you know God's favorite job is a gardener? Adam was a gardener. You are being called to the garden of America to pull out the weeds of liberalism, to pull out the disease of democracy.
What? The disease of democracy.
Oh, shit. You're saying the quiet part out loud, wacko.
This is that Shane Vaughn who gets really good and crazy. God.
Pull out the disease of democracy and to restore the walls of the republic and to rebuild the hedges of holiness and to place within this nation the hedgerows of the law of God, the rule of law, and the rule of this great republic.
The hedgerows.
A shrubbery.
A path. Put it with a two-level effect. Path, path.
Through the shrubbery.
You should bring us a shrubbery.
You're crazier than Monty fucking Python. I mean, Jesus.
But that part we're glossing over.
Yes.
To pull out the weeds of liberalism and pull out the disease of democracy.
Wow. Like.
Not even hiding it.
Yeah.
Not even hiding it. We don't want democracy. We want Christian minority rule.
Louis Gohmert whispers this to Lindsey Graham in the steam room every week. They don't say it out loud.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't. I were you there?
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have... people come along who they loved, it was the same sex, and would give them massages before they went into battle.
We got to get the fuck out of here, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's all over the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. Or check out RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So, so freaking Vile.
Blessed evenings, all. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.